Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan. And
it's been all over you. It's for you, Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Beautiful day. Terps at Wisconsin. You can hear the game on The Fan. Watch it on NBC. We'll have that covered for you in big way. And then Keith Cavanaugh will be joining us tomorrow to preview the game a little bit more in detail. Birds back home tonight, taking on the Yankees, and all those, all their fans will be at Pickles. 6 o'clock tonight for Baltimore baseball tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, me, Joe LaCroix, Jim Hunter. And then tomorrow, it's me and Steve Molesky and Nolan McGraw, our final Friday. As I always say, don't come empty-handed as we
told my wife that, Bob.
Yeah, because I will judge you, and I will say things on the air. And because LaRashawn always shows up like 5 minutes after I'm leaving. So you always leave. Dude, you know the rules. From 6 to 7, I'm there. 7, I'm out the gate. But anyway, tonight, Yankees will be in town as they're still chasing Toronto. They gained a game last night. We'll get into the standings and all that fun stuff later. But right now, let's go down on the farm from OrielsHangout.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Joins us every Thursday, Tony Penti, OrielsHangout.com. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. They're putting TV cameras in the studio. That means I'm going to have to shave and put my bottom teeth in of my dentures. I think
that
that's
doesn't
cool.
bode well for you at
no,
all.
It does not. I'm going to get a haircut, too. It's going to be great. But Enrique Bradfield, a couple years back, number one draft pick out of Vanderbilt. 80 speed, 80 glove of the grades and all the good stuff. Bat was always something, a work in progress. How has this year gone for him once he's gotten healthy? It looks like he percolated at AA and everything. So has the star started to ascend a little bit more for Bradfield? Every kind of got forgotten a little bit.
Yeah, I think he kind of spun wheels a little bit this year just because of the injuries. Again, you know, missing a lot of time. You know, he's only been able to get 299 plate appearances in this year with the hamstring injuries, and that's really just been holding him back. You know, he didn't show a lot of pop. We weren't expecting a lot of pop, but he really didn't show a lot of, really even the ability to drive the ball much, even when he was down in AA. So he's going to need to show that a little bit more. You know, he's getting a little taste of AAA here at the end of the year with Norfolk. And, he's battling. You know, obviously you get that first taste, you got to do what you got to do. But, he's definitely a guy that's going to need to stay healthy, get a full season next year in AAA, and hope that the numbers spike up a little bit, because the defense and speed are definitely going to be a plus for this team if he can hit a little bit.
All right, Tony, let's get to Sammy Basayo and Dylan Beavers, brief major league careers that they are. Your thoughts on how they've adapted to major league life. And we know the bats are kind of the thing, and Beavers' plate discipline is pretty impressive. But where's the glove potential for both right now?
Yeah, glove-wise, they're probably a little bit behind where the bats are. You know, I think we've seen that. You know, realistically, Basayo wasn't doing too bad until he had that just awful game a few games ago where I think he missed about anything that hit the dirt. And I think he dropped his blocks above average from about 0 to -4 in one game. I don't think I've ever seen that before. That's a really bad game. Both those guys, they're here because of their sticks. You know, Beavers is going to be an okay defensive outfielder. I made some comments about research what his issues were, and it just seems like he has trouble when he's about to collide into something, whether it's another fielder or whether it's a wall. He seems to really pull up, and that's when he drops the balls or saws the balls kind of fall in on him. But other than that, he's been a very solid outfielder. He gets some, he gets good jumps on the ball out there. He's got an above average throwing arm. So I think he's going to be just fine out defensively. And we've been, obviously, what he's done in his just initial first 83 at-bats here in the major leagues is very impressive. I mean, putting up a nearly a 900 OPS, showing a little bit of pop. You know, he's getting on base. He's being an on-base guy. He's really been that guy that you know, they kind of probably thought Holiday was going to be when you looked at the bat. Beavers has kind of been that guy right off the bat. So it's been really impressive watching him out there, just his approaches at the plate. Basayo. The guy's going to be an absolute monster at the plate. You know, he's 21 years old, getting his first taste. I'm not too worried about the lack of fantastic numbers. Obviously, we've seen the flashes of power. It's going to be there. Is there going to be a little bit more chase? Is there going to be a little bit more miss? Sure, but he's also probably going to be a guy that's going to hit you 40, 45 home runs at some point in his career, so I think you're going to take some of that swing and miss.
Tony Pente, OrialsHangout.com, joining us here, Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan on this Total Request Thursday. Who has been, Tony, the most impressive trade deadline acquisition in regards to the prospects?
Yeah, you know, a couple guys kind of, when you looked at a couple of pitchers stood out for me that came over. Especially, you know, it's a lot of guys he's not getting mentioned a lot, but a guy named Anthony Nunez that came over from the Mets, he has really been outstanding. He's throwing up to 98 miles an hour in AAA. The numbers have been off the chart when you look at the numbers against him, even the expected numbers against him, which we now can get because we have the StatCast data for AAA players. He's really stood out to me. I mean, he's a pure reliever. He's probably a guy that's going to stay in relief, but he could be a power arm, and he could be a guy that could be at the back end of a bullpen. So I think that he's a guy that really has stood out as the guy that's had the most success since coming over. Obviously, Jaron Watts Brown has done okay with Chesapeake. Wellington Araceno has done pretty good down in Aberdeen. And I think a couple of the other guys have done okay. You know, I mean, I think we were hoping a little bit more for Boston Bateman, but he might be late in the year. But I think the upside there for that big Hawking, 6'8", 240, 50-pound left-hander is still pretty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Tone, is there any guys that you think will be on the 26 major league roster next year that are in the minors right now?
Yeah, you know, when you kind of look down at the guys that are probably the closest, the guys that could come up again, you know, probably when you look at, it's probably mostly pitching. You know, we start looking at guys like I talked about Anthony Nunez or even a Trey Gibson that's up, and even though he hasn't had great success so far, I think he's a guy next year you're going to see him pitching at Baltimore at some point. He's got the stuff to be there. His expected stats have been much better than what the actual stats have been at AAA, and I think that will even out over time, and I think his talent will show out. So I think he's got an opportunity to be on the roster next year. You know, hitting wise, you know, you probably start looking at guys like Bradfield. He could be a midseason call up. Could he have a great spring and suddenly sprint his way into the center field conversation? Potentially. you know, potentially that's there. But I think those are the guys that probably jump out at me as guys that have pretty good opportunity coming out of the minor leagues.
Tony Petit, what's happening at OrielsHangout.com here on this Total Request Thursday?
Well, always talking about the Orioles, the major and minor leagues. We're wrapping up the minor league season there, putting out the final prospect power rankings. We'll be start working on our top 75 prospects, and we'll start having those be announced probably closer to the end of October, early November. We'll start adding, start putting those out so everyone can see who the guys they can should be looking forward to next year.
Tony, appreciate it as always. Have a great day.
Great, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Tony Pente. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what's happening in the world of sports and what happened historically with the Orioles on this September the 18th. And then Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick will count down to the end of the season. Birds sweep the White Sox. They're 11-4 in the month of September. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.